This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. On Kuf Hey Amud Beis, the Gemara told the story of Rav Hanan. A man brought Rav Hanan a jug of fish. Rav Hanan said, "Why are you bringing it to me?" He says, "Well, I had a din with you." So Rav Hanan said, "Well, I'm puzzled to Dan." So the guy said, "Look, I don't need you to judge me, but I don't want you to prevent me from being makriv bikurim, because by offering a gift to a Talmid Chacham, it's like you're makriv bikurim." So Rav Hanan said, "Okay, if that's the case, I'll accept your gift." But now Rav Hanan had to give over the case to Rav Nachman. So he sent to Rav Nachman, "Listen, Rav Nachman, please judge this person. I'm disqualified." Rav Nachman thought that he was disqualified because he was a relative, and he didn't realize that he was disqualified because he gave him a gift. Now there's a beautiful Tosfos. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. When the Gemara learns out that if you give a gift to a Talmid Chacham, it's like being makriv bikurim, Rashi asks on the Gemara says, "Did Elisha eat bikurim?" So Rashi says, Elisha was not a kohen. But Tosfos says differently. Tosfos says, we don't have to be madchik this way. But rather, the question is, did Elisha eat bikurim, but he lived in the Shomron? And you can't eat bikurim outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. In other words, the question is not on giving it to Elisha. The question is on eating it. How could he eat it outside of the walls? But Tosfos says that if you look in Eliyahu Zuta, that this din of giving a matana l'tamid chacham is like maybe bikurim. The tamidei chachamim kapara lohem liyisrael b'chal makom ma'ishvay sam. Wherever the tamid chacham may live, by giving a matana, it's like you gain kapara. So I would say this week's parsha begins with the mitzvah bikurim. That's the beginning of Parshas Kisavai. What does it have to do with Chodesh Elul, the Yom Naram? It's merames that during this Chodesh, a way of kapara, this mitzvah, there's a way to be mevi bikurim even bizman hazeh. The Gemara says that kol hamevi darain l'tamid chacham, which according to Tosfos, it's a kapara b'chol moish v'seyam. So therefore, it's what we call davar yafa b'itai. Okay, so now the Gemara here continues that Rav Hanan made a little bit of a mistake because he wasn't clear what the reason why he couldn't judge the case. You may have thought the reason you can't judge the case is because he was a relative, but Rav Nachman didn't know that it's because he received the gift. So Rav Hanan have a rogel yo da asigabe. Rav Hanan had Eliyahu come to him frequently to have a masni le seder de Eliyahu. Eliyahu would teach him the order of Eliyahu. This refers to the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Eliyahu Zuta. I think this week, I can't help myself, we're going to talk about the authorship of the Sefer Eliyahu Rabbah. That will be the Iyon Shir Bli Neder. Kivan de Avad Hachi, since he did this with the court case, is Stalik. Eliyahu did not visit Rav Hanan anymore. Yosef B'Tanis, so Rav Hanan sat in Tainis, Ubar Rachameh, and he prayed for mercy. Va'asa, and Eliyahu came again. Ki also, when Eliyahu came, have a mavisle buusi. Eliyahu frightened him. It was frightening to Rav Hanan. So va'avid tivusa. So Rav Hanan made a chest. V'yosef kame, and he sat before him. Meaning, Yosef betanisu barachme va'asa. Eliyahu came back. Meaning, he made a reappearance. And of Yosef Kameh, he sat before him, Ada Apikle Sidre. He sat before him, basically, until he emitted to him the Seder of Eliyahu Rabbah, until he taught him again. Behind the Amri, Seder del Eliyahu Rabbah, Seder Eliyahu Zuta. This is what our sages tell us. There's something called Eliyahu Rabbah and the Eliyahu Zuta.
What did Rav Hanan do wrong? It was Rav Nachman who made the assumptions.
Yeah, but the presumption of why you shouldn't judge the case is probably for good reason, because they were relative. Because if it was because he tried to give a bribe, it's a little bit disparaging. I mean, why would he think that's the reason? And
even if he's the relative, isn't that a problem? Then he's going to show favor now because he's the relative, so now he's going to also, maybe that could also alter the verdict. Relative, I'm going to give him some favor.
And it did alter. The Gemara says that the other guy couldn't, you know, it was like very, the other guy felt like he was handicapped, because there's nothing wrong with saying I can't judge a case because I'm related, but maybe there is something wrong with saying I can't judge the case. He should have been clear, because it did cause Rav Nachman to have favoritism. Okay.
Well, we had them, Dagan Sigmar, Rabbi Shmuel, the Rebbe Elisha, and Rabbi Shmuel, the Rebbe Yossi, who also got other judges in the pirate that the Gemara didn't say that anything was wrong with that.
Doesn't say, they got other judges.
It says, Oisiv Zuzah de Rabban.
Yeah, right, there. By that one case, and over there, he didn't say why. You know, it could be because, you know, he wanted a break. Here he said the reason. He said, I'm puzzle. You know, there it doesn't say that he said he was puzzle. And if he was puzzle, it seems like he should have explained why. Okay. Rav Nachman, but this is not Elio not coming to Rav Nachman, this is Elio not coming to Rav Anan.
Rav Nachman, does that show also a kind of favoritism?
That's a question on that, you know, that might be a question on that Gemara. No. He didn't show favoritism to the relative, he showed favoritism to the case. Okay, in any event, B'shnei Rav Yosef have a rischa. In the years of Rabbi Yosef, there was anger from Hashem. Amri le Rabban le Rabbi Yosef. So the rabbi said to Rabbi Yosef, Liboy mar rachame. Let the master ask for mercy. Let the master ask for mercy. 1 second. Are you able to hear?
Yes.
Let the master ask for mercy. Meaning pray. And Amri le Rabban le Rabbi Yosef Lubar Amar Luhu Hashda, he said now, Ma Elisha, if Elisha dechi have Rabban Miftri Mekame, when the rabbis would take leave of him, Havu Paishi Trey Alfin Umasan, there were still 2,200 students remaining who were supported by Elisha, Rabbanan, Be'idan Rizcha, Lehava Boy Rachamai, Have a Paishi Trey Alfin Umasan Rabbanan. There were 2,200 rabbis. And be'idin rischol have a boy rachme, and Elisha did not ask for mercy at a time of anger. Ano yiboy rachme, I should ask for mercy. In other words, I'm nothing compared to Elisha. Elisha, when the rabbis would take leave of him, there were still 2,200 students that he would have to support, and even he didn't pray for mercy. Now, why he didn't pray for mercy? It's not clear why he didn't pray for mercy. Says Gemara, "Umay depayshi hachi." How do you know that there are 2,200 students left? The Chsiv, the Pasuk says in Malachim Beis, Vayomer Misharsai, his attendant said, Ma etain zel lefnei mea ish. What should I put before these 100 men? What is this going on? Earlier on, it said that they had 22 portions. Because it said, Rashi brings Esrim Lechem, and Lechem Bikurim, and V'Karmel. They had 22 portions. And each one of these 22 portions, they placed one of them in front of 100 people. So what's 22 times 100? 2,200. Mai Lefnei Me'a Ish. What does it mean in front of 100 people? Ilema dekulaf neimea ish, if they put 22 of these portions in front of 100 people, that's still a sizable portion. B'shnei b'tzoris tuvahava, in years of famine, this was considered substantial. Ella, rather, d'cholchad v'chad kame mea ish, each portion they place in front of 100 people. Ki hava miftiri rabbanon mibei rav. When the rabbis took leave of the house of Rav, when the rabbis took leave of Rav's house, meaning the Rav's Beis Medrash, Paishi Alpha Umasan Rabbanan, there was 1,200 rabbis left to support. You know, this Gemara reminds me of the Shlach Kadosh always supported 70 Talmidim. So I always thought that was a lot, but here you see that the Amoraim supported even more. You know, so when Rabbanim come from Israel, and they say, you know, I have to support 1,000 people. People say, well, come on, why is it my problem? It is your problem. You have to help them. This is the tradition in Klal Yisrael. The teachers of Torah take upon themselves the yoke of supporting their Talmidim. Mibei Rav Huna, left over in the house of Rav Huna, have a paishi, tamni mea rabbanan. 800 rabbis were left to be supported. Rav Huna have a darish, betreisar amarai. Rav Huna darshined with 13 translators, people who would give over his share. Ki have a kaimer mea rabbanan, mimasifta, when the rabbis got up from the learning, to Rav Huna, venafzi glimayu, and they shook off their cloak, have a solik avka, dust would rise up, v'chasile liyoma, and it would cloud the day. By the way, this is in Yana Diyoma. Why? Because you know there's a lunar eclipse now. So you never know. Maybe it's because we started shir again, you know? But when the rabbis finished the shir and they would shake off their coats, it would cloud the sky. And not only that, they could tell in Eretz Yisrael when this phenomenon was taking place. Va'amri b'marav, they said in Eretz Yisrael, kamu lemi mesivta Rav Huna. They got up from the mesivta Rav Huna, bivavla, in Bavel. Isn't that amazing? That Rav Huna had so many talmidim that when they would get up from the shir and they would dust themselves off, it would literally create a cloud of smoke. Bivavla. Okay, Kimifter Rabban Rebbe Rabba Rabbi Yosef. When the rabbis took leave from the Academy of Rabban Rabbi Yosef, have a paishi arba mea rabbanan. There were 400 rabbis left. Vekaru, so that was, that's a lot. Some yeshivas don't have 400 students, but they had 400 left to support after. And but that's not a lot compared to earlier generations. V'karu l'nafshayo yasmi. They call themselves orphans compared to the earlier generations. K'ava miftir rabbanu mibei Abaye, when the rabbis took leave of Abaye's house, v'amrila mibei Rapapa, and some safe in the house of Rapapa, v'amrila mibei Ravashi, and some safe in the house of Ravashi, havu paishi masan rabbanan. There were 200 rabbis left. And they were even lesser than, let's say, Rabba and Rav Yosef, so Karvikar Navshayu Yasmi the Yasmi. They call themselves the orphans of orphans. They were not even on the level of Rabba and Rav Yosef. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Baradi.
How do we know that they had less Talmidim? Maybe they just had less people that were dependent for support.
How do we know they had less Talmidim?
They're only numbering the numbers that needed support.
I mean, maybe they had better financial standing in later generations. Yeah, I hear. But, you know, judging by the amount of people who need tzedakah, usually that number doesn't go down, right? So, but yeah, I hear. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Difa Amar Rav Ami. We said earlier there was a fund in the Beis HaMikdash called the Trumas Halishka, which was the half shekel that people contribute to the public karbanos. Now we're going to learn some other things that were used, that it was used for. We learned earlier that dayanim were supported from the Trumas Halishka, right? Now we're going to learn that there were other things that were supported from the Trumas Halishka. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Adifa Amar Rav Ami, Mevakrei Mumin Shebi Yishalayim. Those who investigated animals, mums, in Yishalayim, Hayu Noitlin Secharan Mitrumas Halishka, would take their payment from the Trumas Halishka. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said name Shmuel, Tamil Chacham Melavdin Hocha Shchita LeKaihanim, the Torah sages who would teach Hocha Shchita to the Kaihanim, Hayu Noitlin Secharan Mitrumas Halishka, would take their schar from the Trumas Halishka. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Tamil Chacham Hamelavdin Hochas Kmitza LeKaihanim, Tamil Chachamim that taught Hochas Kmitza to Kaihanim, Noitlin Secharan Mitrumas Halishka, would take their schar from the Trumas Halishka. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Magihei Svarm Shebishalayim, those who made the emendations in Svarim, in Yushalayim, Hayu Noitlin Schar Min Trumas Halishka, would take their schar from the Trumas Halishka. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Noshim Ha'argois B'Parachois Noitlois Scharan Min Trumas Halishka, the women who would weave the Parachas would take their schar from the Trumas Halishka. This is what Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav. V'aniyo imer, I say, mikotshei bedek habayis. I say, no. They didn't take it from the public half a shekel fund. They took it from the funds that were given to uphold and to do reparations on the Beis HaMikdash proper, on the edifice. Why? Hoil uparachos tachas binyan asuyas. Because the curtains were used in lieu of a building. We know that in the times of the Bayis Rishon, they didn't have a curtain, they had a wall, they had something called an amatraxon. However, by Bayis Sheni, it was much taller, so they couldn't have a wall in between, because since it was taller, it wouldn't be stable, because it couldn't be more than an amah wide, because that it would infringe on the space of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So since the Parechas was in lieu of the wall, therefore, they would the funding of it came from the Bedek Habayis and not from the Trumas Halishka. Meisve, we're going to challenge that. It says Noshim Ha'argos B'Parochas, the woman that weave the Parochas. Ubeis Garmu and the house of Garmu Amasa Lechem Apanim. For the making of the lechem apanim, based off tinas amasak toiras, kulan hayu noitlois scharan mitrumas halishka. They would all take their payment from the trumas halishka. So we see that for the paroiches, it's from the trumas halishka. It's not from the bedek habayis. Says the gemara, hasam b'debavi. There, when we say that they take from the trumas halishka, those were the paroiches opposite gates. But not the parochas in the mikdash, the Amar of Zera, Amarav, Shloisha Asa parochas Haba Mikdash. Sheni. There were 13 in the Mikdash Sheni. Shiva Kneged Shiva Sha'aram. 7 opposite the 7 gates. Echad Lepischai Shal Hecha. 1 opposite the doorway of the Hechal. The Echad Lepischai Shal Ulam. The Hechal is the Kaidash, where the Shulchan and the Menorah and the Mizrach HaKtaras, and one is for the Pischai of the Ulam, one was for the doorway of the Ulam, Beis Bidvir, 2, I don't think it would say Beis, Beis Bidvir, what does that mean? In other words, the Devir Rashi says, take a look at Rashi. Rashi quotes look in the Bach. Sorry, the Bach quotes Rashi in Masechta Megillah that the Devir was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, Shnayim B'Devir, 2 by the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Shnayim Kinegdim B'Aliyah, and 2 opposite them in the upper floor, meaning on the top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was another chamber, and parallel to the Parochas by the Kodesh HaKadoshim was a Parochas on the upper chamber on top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the curtains that were made for the in lieu of a building, namely in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in front of the Kodesh, in front of the Ulam. That was from the Bet HaKabayis. The other curtains were from the Shumas HaLashka. Okay. Tan Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Nashim HaMagad Lois B'nein LePara, women who would raise their children to be careful in the laws of Para. Basically, if you wanted to be involved with the ashes of Paraduma, you needed to be Tahar. And a way to ensure that the people who were involved were Tahar was to have women give birth in a special area of a stone floor that was elevated. And this way the child would never come into contact with Tuma. And from the time until they're of age to handle the Para. And the women who would raise their children to be able to handle the procedure of Para, they would take their payment from the Chumas HaLishka. Abashal Oimer, Abashal says, Nashim Yukarish of Yishalayim, the precious women of Yishalayim, Hayuzanais Oisan, would support them, Umafanis Oisam, and sustain them. Okay? We will hold it over here. Tonight is Monday. Probably Kuf Vav Amud Beis we will do on Thursday. Okay? I'm not here tomorrow night. If anybody took a look, there's a new program we're starting Sunday night called Chaver de Hilchasa, which is a one-year, basically, course in Hilchas Basar B'Chalav, a very thorough presentation of Shulchan Aruch Shach and Taz, and it's an opportunity to learn it inside and to have clarity in it, and you get a certain diploma at the end of the year. So if this is something that you would consider, maybe take a look at it. We're starting Bez Hashem Sunday night. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a good night. Good to see everyone. Kol Tov. Okay, Kol Tov. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.